Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets he canceled a military parade because local politicians in D.C. wanted too much money to host it. Washington Mayor Muriel Bowser responds she finally got through to the reality star in the White House. The reality, it had cost $21.6 million on her end.
Originally scheduled to take place the day before Veterans Day, the military parade has now been moved to sometime next year. President Trump had received criticism over the cost of putting on a parade at taxpayer expense.
Fox's John Decker. A dozen former top intelligence officials say in a co-signed letter, President Trump was wrong to take away former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. White House Counsel Kellyanne Conway denies it was done to punish Brennan for criticizing the president.
There's a lot of people, especially on social media, yapping, clapping, and slapping at the president and his defenders and, and his voters. Who cares?
She was on Fox and Friends. Fox News. We report. You decide.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, offering complete metal roofing solutions to the Southeast. Learn more at GulfCoastSupply.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our rain prospects continue to get better right on through the upcoming weekend. Today, partly sunny, scattered to numerous showers and storms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Not every town gets wet, but many towns will. Today's high, 91. Tonight's low, 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, again, scattered to numerous showers and storms. Locally heavy downpours in spots. Highs upper 80s to around 90. And not much change Monday. Still a generous supply of scattered storms around. You can keep track of the storms with our free weather app with advanced interactive radar down to the neighborhood level. See where the storms are now and where they're going to be. Check out where the lightning is and push notifications for severe weather alerts as well. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. The Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Department needs your help finding a missing man. They say 68-year-old Dwight Smith was last seen around 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon at his home at Slaughter's Crossing in Camp Hill. If you know where he is, call the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Department. Montgomery police have opened a homicide investigation after a man who was shot Wednesday night died. 19-year-old Terrell Grant was shot in the 800 block of Claremont Avenue and later died. Police say another man was shot, but his injuries are not life-threatening. So far, no arrests have been made. And Mayor Todd Strange says he will not run for re-election next year. Strange has been mayor for 10 years. He says he will gladly talk to any candidates who are running, but will not endorse anyone. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Shane from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. United is striking the competition out this summer.
That's right. United has many financing options for just about anyone.
Strike one.
United has a Hall of Fame staff from the dispatchers, Nate certified technicians to the comfort specialists, and an all-star lineup of installers, all with over 300 years combined experience.
Strike two.
Free estimates, 100% satisfaction guaranteed, one-year warranty on all repairs, 10-year parts and labor on complete system changeouts, even yearly maintenance plans.
Strike three. The competition is out.
United is number one in the River Region for a reason.
Hit a home run and win when you call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get, but LASIK.net.
Are you tired of reading glasses? Montgomery LASIK and Eye Care Center is the first in the River Region to offer a new state-of-the-art procedure. Similar to LASIK, it is blade-free, and afterwards, 98% of people can read the newspaper without reading glasses. Call 387-2020 or go online for more information.
Enjoy the new vision you'll get. MontgomeryLASIK.net.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
¿Qué pasa? my headphones.
I'm having to use these studio headphones.
Out of whack, out of sorts.
Holy mackerel. I cannot remember the last time I did a segment of radio in somebody else's headphones. Sounds so different. I don't even know what day it is. Who's the president?
Al Gore.
I'm about to run down to my car. I think I put it in my trunk yesterday. I'll run down there in the next break. So I'll be out of breath at the next break, too. All right. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228. 272-9228. Dave Mowry, Baron Coleman here with you on Friday. Jack Campbell still serving his suspension, day three of his three-day suspension. But he'll be back Monday, provided he can behave.
Provided.
Provided he can
behave. That's a very big... Provided is doing a lot of work in that sentence.
Oh, behave. If he can behave, then he'll be back for next week. If not, you know what? Put him back on suspension.
Maybe you get more days than me.
Hey, don't get carried away. Jack 330 comes when Jack 330 wants. Okay? You don't set a clock on Jack 330's appearance, all right? Because you might be late. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228. It's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. It is Friday. There are rules on this program Monday through Thursday. Monday through Thursday, you must stay remotely on topic, or you must stay within the bounds of something that you think might entertain us or intrigue us, because then you're allowed to keep going. On Friday, there are no rules. The rules are there ain't nairn.
Ain't nairn.
And there ain't nairn.
I would suggest still being entertaining, because if you call in and bore me, I'm going to tell Baron to just dump your call, okay? Just FYI, it's Friday. Let's have fun.
There's a dump signal. There's a dump signal, and you're going to get the dump signal.
It's like in, what's the movie, Are You Not Entertained? Where I just go...
Oh, is that the, is that Blade Runner?
No, it's the Russell Crowe,
Gladiator.
There you go, yeah.
Gladiator.
Where Joaquin Phoenix as the Emperor just goes, thumbs down. See, now,
If we had a camera, you guys would know what that means.
We had the cameras. You guys could see it.
I'm just saying. Alan!
I don't even work here.
Where's my camera? Alan! He told me like 18 months ago he had the camera.
Never met this Alan character. I don't think he actually exists.
He exists. He texted me.
He allegedly called in yesterday to tell you that stop complaining. But
he texted to say, I heard that. Well, I hope you heard that.
You want to impress me, Alan? Show up.
Exactly. All right, let's do this. There's lots of places we could start. I got a little weird news. I got some straight news. I got some international news. I got local news. I got electoral news. I got youth news. I got Russian news. I'm just going
to... Do you have any fake news?
We can turn CNN on.
Of course there's fake news.
Chris Cuomo might still be on. Let's do this. I want to pick up with a story we covered the other day. Because I think we were on the leading edge of this, that there was something afoot going on out in New Mexico. Do you know...
This story's bananas.
This story's getting more bananas.
Yeah.
They bulldozed the compound without telling anybody.
The people did?
No, the officials did. The government officials came in and bulldozed this compound.
Okay, I ain't mad at them.
They removed the RV or whatever it was, the Winnebago where these guys were sleeping. They filled in the tunnels where the baby's body was found, the three-year-old's body was found. This is not being treated like a crime scene. So an investigative reporter that works for NBC News, as a matter of fact, his name's Gaddy something, he shows up, and he's going through the stuff. He still finds bullets, a bulletproof vest, and an official original birth certificate on location. You would think.
Oh, come on. You don't leave your birth certificate just laying around.
That's exactly the word that was used in this story, laying around. You would think being a crime scene where people were allegedly being trained...
To shoot up schools and other establishments or whatever,
yes,
right?
Children being trained for jihad. You would think they would want to somehow preserve this crime scene, but no, they just bulldozed it over. This reminds me of the school shootings. Every single time there's a school shooting, they knock down the school before anyone can get in there. You know how many pictures exist publicly of some of these schools inside after the school shooting? None. Which I find very bizarre.
Very bizarre.
I mean, what's one of the biggest thing that perpetuates the Kennedy assassination conspiracy theories? That they went and collected all the cameras.
Yeah.
They got rid of all the tapes.
That's right.
And but for some guy named Zapruder who wouldn't turn it over, forgot he had it.
Right, and then also we haven't actually seen the actual Zapruder film, like, you know that? That, like, the version that...
Go on.
I believe that, now we might have seen it now, but the version that they released when it first came to light that Life magazine bought, they altered the frames because the frame of him, of his head getting like blown out the back was too much.
Are you serious?
Also shows the trajectory of the shot and dun-dun-dun-dun. Yeah.
It wasn't Lee Harvey Oswald.
I'm not saying he wasn't involved.
He might have thought he was involved.
Right, exactly.
I think most of these mass shootings follow that same pattern.
Yeah.
There's a patsy who thinks he's involved.
Just a patsy.
And he shows up and he does a couple things and then they take him out.
Right.
Before he has a chance to say, I didn't really have anything to do with
it. The Ruby thing. Yeah, I mean, that's we could just go down that rabbit hole, a hole for 3 hours if you want to.
I mean, just insert shooting here.
Yeah.
They all followed this. It's like, and you remember the Dallas police shootings where they had police officers who were trained in knowing where gunfire is coming from, saying, there's gunfire coming from three different locations. It's coming from three different locations. They could see the fire. They weren't just hearing echoes. They were watching someone shooting from three different locations. And then they blow up the one guy who allegedly did it, and they're like, it's just one guy. And then a couple of weeks later, a couple months later, they go down to Baton Rouge, and there's people shooting from different locations. They're like, oh my gosh, there's crossfire. It's coming from both locations. And then they shoot that guy, and they're like, it's just one guy. I do think most of these shootings follow this pattern. There's a patsy who thinks he's involved, may actually be involved. And then they take him out before he has an opportunity to spill the beans. But something was going on up there in New Mexico. The FBI was aware of it, I'm convinced. Mm-hmm. The FBI was aware of it. And they were watching it. Just like the guy who was shooting up the... Draw Muhammad contest down in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Who was in the car behind the guy who got out and started shooting the place up? An FBI agent watching the whole thing unfold.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't he be out there?
Yeah.
Where else would an FBI agent be but watching a shooting? Watching a mass shooting. Our number, 272-9228. It is Friday. There are no rules on Friday. And so as a result, we will head to the phones early. Who's this?
JR.
JR.
How y'all doing today?
I'm all out of sorts, JR, to be honest with you. I want to go back in time 30 minutes and get my headphones out of my car before I come up here.
I want to go back to something I asked Dan the other day. I want you to put your thinking hat on.
Don't need it. I think all the time.
Back, I know. All the way back to the beginning of this Trump-Russia thing. Who put that together? Who started it? Now, I know the Democrats infusing GPS... got the dossier going. Was it the plan all along to feed that to the FBI?
I think you're thinking too small.
Okay.
I think you're thinking too small. If you're thinking the dossier and Fusion GPS got the Trump-Russia narrative kicked off, you're thinking far too small.
Okay.
They did not get it kicked off. That was one factor, one component of this story. The story got its start back in about 1989 with the election of George H.W. Bush, former CIA head, to president of the United States. Really back to about 1981, where they tried to kill Ronald Reagan to put George H.W. Bush in power in 1981. All right? You're thinking way too small. Since 1980, 1981, 1989, whatever year you want to put in there. Since 19-something, since long before the election of Bill Clinton, he was also an asset that became president. They have done everything they can to make sure they control the executive branch for precisely this reason. Because what you're seeing Donald J. Trump do right now, where he's cleaning out the executive branch, which is what he's finding out a far more difficult task, I think, than he originally thought he was undertaking... has been set up now for 35 years. For 35 plus years, they've tried to make sure that nobody like Donald Trump would ever come along and screw up what they had, which is an extreme profit-making venture run under the auspices of the intelligence community of the United States that's designed primarily to enrich corporate interests around the world. They use the United States military, they use the United States intelligence community as a profit-making venture. It is a wing of globalist corporate interests. It's paid for by the American taxpayer and off-book black operation budgets. And so when a guy like Donald Trump comes along, my guess is it was about 2014, when they started planning this operation to take Trump out. Just on the off chance he would run. They probably started it in 2011 or 2012, thinking he may run in 2012 for president back then. Because you remember, he was a big critic of Obama. I almost said Osama. He was a big critic of Osama. That was a great line. He was a big critic of Obama's, and a lot of people thought he might run in 2012. You know, he almost ran in 2000, if you remember, on the Reform Party ticket. So they've probably had this operation for Trump in place for a long time, but my guess is no later than 2012 did they lay down the, here's what we do in the event Trump ever decides he's going to run, here's how we're going to take him out, here's how we set him up. Remember Oleg Deripaska that I was telling you about? You remember that?
Oleg.
Yeah.
Okay. Oleg Deripaska is now coming back. Guess who tweeted out about Oleg Deripaska just today?
Don't know.
The God Emperor of the United States. Donald J. Trump.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just today, he tweeted about Oleg Deripaska. Okay? This is something our audience has been aware of for weeks, if not months. I've been telling you about Oleg Deripaska.
Oleg.
Donald Trump is just now mentioning it today. There's a reason he's mentioning it today. This guy, go back to 2009, remember under the Obama, Clinton, Mueller administration?
Yeah.
Oleg Deripaska funded himself, a Russian oligarch, an aluminum magnate, funded a $25 million effort to spring a CIA spy from Iran. Oleg Deripaska did. 7 years later, when they needed somebody else to come through strong again, guess who they relied on? Good old Oleg Deripaska. Okay, so this has been in the works for a long time, my friend. These key players have been in position for a long time. This did not come up. Nobody said, you know what we ought to do? We ought to get a fusion GPS out there, and we ought to get a dossier from our friends in the British intelligence community, and we ought to try to take out this Donald Trump. No. They've been working on taking out Donald Trump for years. And anybody like him. The last thing the intelligence community needed, the last thing the globalist, corporatist, paramilitary wing operating free from civilian oversight within the United States government, you know the last thing they needed was a true, independent president of the United States. And they've done everything they can to make sure no such animal ever was on a major party ticket. And there has not been one on a major party ticket until 2016. They've done a really good job going back to 1988, really, and made sure no truly independent person ever made it to the top. Never made it to the top. You ended up with John McCain's. You ended up with Bob Dole's. You ended up with Bill Clinton's and George H.W. Bush. You ended up with Al Gore. You ended up with a globalist corporatist tool who was willing to go along to get along in order to have his portrait hung in the National Gallery. And in order to have his family remain safe from true scrutiny. Guess who the media loves today? You know, they hated George W. Bush, we all thought, when he was president.
Hated him.
Guess whose approval rating is like 60% now?
I mean, do you remember
George W. Bush?
There were the same, like, mouth-frothing, you know, like, crazy people when Bush was president. Just... He's ruining the country.
How much of it's going to be proved, Baron? How much of this is going to come to light and actually be proved?
Baron's been saying it since the man was elected.
I think you're going to see it. I mean, I think Donald Trump in 4 years can dismantle 30 years of globalism. I think if we give him 8, he'll dismantle 100. I really do. I think you'll see a lot of it come to light. I think you'll see some of this come to light before the 2018 midterm elections in November. I think we're within 2 or 3 months of seeing some of this come to light. I think Oleg Deripaska,
Oleg,
you will see this guy's story come to light mainstream from Donald J. Trump, from the administration, and you'll see that before the 2018 election. I hope. I really do believe so. I think the sun is coming up. Hey, thank you for your call. That was a great Friday call. That's why we're here. This is why we're here on a Friday. I have to run to my car. When I get back, I will be completely out of breath.
All right, we're going to time him.
Dave Mallory, Baron Coleman, 84 is coming in. We'll be back. Here comes the sun, I say.
24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Guardian Credit Union, thinking local is a state of mind. It's about neighbors and community, about raising your family and making memories. Whether you're building, buying, or updating a house, we have the FHA, VA, ARM, and conventional loan options you need to purchase or renovate the home you love. Think home loans. Think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912757.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4Healthy Pets. 4Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4Healthy Pets, 4Healthy Pets.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
$782.
Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price, like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
Guys, welcome back in. 24 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Two-Lane Comfort Cruise on my ears. And my own headphones back.
Holy mackerel. I sound like myself again. Every headphone sounds and feels differently.
Okay.
I mean, they just do. Yeah. They, you know, the way the sound gets in your ear, the way they feel on your head. When you wear the same headphones every day, 15 hours a week, for 4 years, 3.5 years, And then all of a sudden you have a different set of headphones on one morning. Woo! That is a beyond a weird, weird feeling. Our number, if you want to get in, 272-9228, 272-9228, 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. Guys, this hour of the program brought to you as it is each and every day.
Midtown Pizza Kitchen.
By our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That's exactly right. Midtown Pizza Kitchen has two locations right here in the River Region, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville, Alabama, the Zelda Place location. Right here in beautiful Midtown Montgomery. Holy mackerel, is Midtown Montgomery beautiful this time of year. And look, Zelda Road's going to get a facelift here soon. So it's going to be even more beautiful right in there.
Are they going to, well, never mind, because my plan is not workable.
But what is that?
You just need to straighten it. You need to take over the red roof / Days Inn, the Waffle House, where that,
just
like...
cut it right through?
Yeah, just plow all that over and just go straight to the highway.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
I mean, you could.
Well, yeah, I mean, technically.
I mean, they plowed over that compound, right?
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Can we get the FBI in here to straighten out Zelda?
As somebody who drives that road a lot, that second curve there when you're coming from this side, mm-hmm. You know, it's painful.
I only get to Midtown Pizza Kitchen from Carter Hill.
Yeah.
Or from Vaughn Road. I don't come from the interstate almost ever.
Yeah.
Because it's hard to get, it's just a tough stretch of road to navigate, especially at lunchtime.
Yes.
That's why if I was downtown and I was going to go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen, I'd cruise on up to Prattville.
Yeah.
It's still or 10 minutes away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just zip right on up there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Although getting to the interstate from downtown can be tricky sometimes when you have to do the...
Can be very treacherous.
When you go on the wrong access road, then you have to go around the block. And
yeah.
I mean, come on.
It can be very treacherous.
Built this place.
I know who built that particular thing you're talking about.
I do, too.
It's half your fault. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228-84 joins us.
You're not giving you enough credit there, Baron.
You don't think the man could have won on his own, do you?
Nobody listens to me.
Who's this?
Hey, gentlemen, this is SR.
Hey, SR.
Hey, SR.
And every time you go to, I go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen on Fridays, I need a new front end alignment. The road is so bad.
You talking about Zelda?
Zelda Road, yeah.
Yeah, it look, they're going to give it a facelift here soon. It's
and slash for a new windshield?
Yeah. Well, now that's the interstate.
Exactly.
That's definitely.
Holy mackerel, the interstate. Some windshield company is running the interstate construction in this state, I promise.
I just want to, be the one that owns the orange cones and the orange buckets. That they have on the interstate. They're all up now on the interstate.
Yeah, that's
I could
a that's
rent those
a,
out to the state.
Dubose is making a mint renting.
That's a great racket, isn't it?
I'm telling you.
It
Listen,
is.
Man, I got these cones. Now you can buy them, all right? But you're going to have to replace them yourself, or you can rent them.
Yeah, you can buy them for $43 a piece. Right. I'll rent them to you for $39.95
a day.
Those concrete barriers, you talking about huge money in those things.
Somebody's brother-in-law is making a fortune.
Hey, that's why Jack and I always joke about road stripers. It ain't just the road stripers.
Right.
It's all the subcontractors.
God, yes.
Exactly.
Because you see the big contract number and you say, oh, that went to the, that's a reputable company right there.
Right.
Yeah. By the time you hit the eighth subcontract, it ain't reputable anymore.
Exactly.
I've got the best surgeon. I'm going to see, Dr. James Andrews. And here's my intern that will be performing your surgery.
Hey, wanted to let you know, have you ever followed Real Clear Investigations?
No, I've never
heard of it. It's from Real Clear Politics.
I like RCP, yeah.
But yeah, well, if you go with the investigation side, there's an excellent review or actually investigation being done on everything going up in Washington where you're talking about right now.
SR, is there a paywall on that? You have to pay for the because some of the RCP stuff now you have to subscribe. They're like a lot of sites where you get three or four articles a month and then you have to pay. Because I've noticed I've been going up against the paywall lately.
Yeah, you don't have to pay for this. It's
okay,
all free.
Cool. I'll check
but
it out.
Also, it's Judicial Watch has just put a sent me an email the other day on it. Will terrify you about what's going on over in New Mexico, the border, how the terrorist organizations from. Several, I don't know where they're from, but they're the hobby names, and they're bringing people and drugs in through the Mexican border.
Is that the official? Is that the official style of name there, Hobby Hobby?
Hobby.
Habibi.
The alphabet. There you go. But it's an excellent email. If I can get your email address, Baron, I'll send it to you.
Just send it to my Facebook page. That's the easiest way.
Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
It keeps me off everybody's
spam. Enjoy the show, guys.
Hey,
from
thanks.
Home.
Appreciate that. Yes,
thanks,
sir. SR, longtime law enforcement official here in the city of Montgomery.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Speaking of law enforcement, jurors in the Manafort trial yesterday, I would feel really good today if I was Paul Manafort.
They asked some questions, right?
Yeah, they asked what reasonable doubt was.
Ooh.
That doesn't mean they're leaning towards a conviction. That means they got a holdout they're trying to work on. Let me tell you. Now, they can still get a conviction. This happens. You'll hear people sometimes say, could you just find reasonable doubt again? It's sort of a nebulous concept. But, man, I just don't see how the guy is acquitted. I mean, I just don't see how he's acquitted. They have the documents that proved he lied, and they put him in evidence.
Yeah.
And that evidence goes back to the jury, and the jury can then hold the evidence in their hands, and they can look at it and say, oh, he lied here, and he lied here. Oh, here's where he lied. I just don't see how they're going to acquit the guy. But if they're asking about reasonable doubt, there are at least some of those counts they're looking at acquittal on. And I would feel better today if I was Manafort.
Well, and today is Friday.
What's that mean? They don't want to stay for the weekend?
Well, that means the jury may know that what are the rules on Friday?
There ain't none.
Yeah.
Also, you dump news on Friday. Fridays are for indictments and affairs. Just get it out. If you got bad news, get it out.
Friday, 5 p.m.
Listen, if you're sitting on something, right? If you're sitting on something that you really need to, you know it's gonna break. You need to get out ahead of it. If you think that they're going to do Manafort about 3 o'clock today,
yeah, it's a good
send
time.
Out your press release at 3:15 or 2:45.
Yeah, or just have your press release ready to go, and the moment the verdict comes back, you hit send.
Yeah.
You hit send. If you got to get it out. Because my guess is there'll probably be a verdict today, I would guess.
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, again, I was not in the jury. I was not in the courtroom. I did not see the entire trial. I always hated when people would cast judgment on my folks without being there. But at the same time, I mean, this is as clear-cut a case of tax fraud as I've ever seen. I mean, you either paid your taxes or you didn't. And they have documents that showed you didn't. So what are we waiting on? I mean, I don't quite... I'm not rooting for the guy to go to jail. I mean, I actually would love for him to be acquitted, if for no other reason than these self-important rat bastard prosecutors. These federal prosecutors, I just can't stand
it. It would be hilarious.
I've never seen a larger group of entitled people based solely on surviving a job interview process. You know? Not like they're Clark Kent. They don't issue you a blue suit with red underwear when you become a federal prosecutor. You're just still a regular guy who just survived a job interview. You got a pretty good gig. You know, it doesn't make you like the greatest guy ever or anything. I mean, and they're just so self-important. I read a whole article today. I'm not kidding, because I thought there was something decent in it. I read an entire article, probably wasted 15 minutes of my morning prep time waiting for the great Shazam in the piece. Mm-hmm. It was on Drudge. All it was about how these guys hang out in the hotel lobby and act all secretive, with their ties slightly loosened and their hair a little disheveled, and they're ordering off of the waiter app, and they'll go pick up their food and they'll eat in the lobby. And so people will come up to them and be like, "Hey, are you guys working on the Manafort trial? We can't talk about that. I mean, what a bunch of self-important stiffs. Go up to your room and eat like a normal person. Or go to a restaurant. They're sitting there on purpose because they know the media knows where they're staying, so that the media will come up to them over and over. "I can't talk about that. What we do is very important. It's very important and very secret.
Very important.
I would have to. I would.
What a sad life to live.
I could tell you, but then I'd have to kill you.
I mean, it's too much.
If I even think about my job, I have to kill myself.
Too much. Too much. 34 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Who needs that much drama in their life?
Dude, that is a good question.
These self-important people.
They have no life.
I'm telling you.
I have plenty of drama in my life without artificially creating drama.
Well, these people apparently don't. I'm telling you, I'm slowly losing faith in the Department of Justice and the FBI. To the point where I just say, abolish them and let state courts handle it. We'll be back.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, Vito. Yeah, what's up, Guido? Hey, our friends at Marguerite's, you know, they're in the pepper tree shops. Now they moved down the road there. They're by that fancy place, Doug's a Solano. Yeah, where they make the fancy schmancy hairdos. Yeah, they're in the pepper tree by the Chappies. The Boyga joint. Yeah, La Jolla. Yeah, fancy schmancy too. Italiano? No, just Americano. But go see Marguerite's and Pepper Tree.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at Montgomery Subaru.
Well, hi, everybody. Wet at time over the next few days. For today, scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially this afternoon and this evening. Many towns are going to get wet, but some towns will get skipped. High temperature around 91. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow and Sunday, locally heavy downpours in spots, scattered to numerous showers and storms around, with a high temperature in the upper 80s to around 90, and not much change in the overall scenario for Monday. Still a generous supply of scattered storms roaming around. If you're traveling out of town this weekend, our free weather app is a great road companion because it knows where you are. It'll give you the current weather, forecast weather, radar, and warnings for that particular area. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, guys, welcome back into News and Views. My friends over at ASC Credit Union, they'll be the sunshine of your love when you come in there. Because, my goodness, these guys, if I wish I had the right, sometimes the English language fails me. I wish there was an English word for that comfortable feeling you get when you get into the nice warm bath at the end of a long day. Or on a really hot day when you're just about to die and you dive into an ice-cold pool, that refreshing.
Or you drink a cold beer.
Oh, you crack that beer. The first bite of an apple.
Oh, man.
I wish there was a word for that initial feeling when you first feel something so incredible. I wish there was a word for that.
Nirvana?
No,
that's not quite. That's
some Buddhist hippie
term.
That's
enlightenment.
I'm talking about.
I mean, like the Germans would put, you know.
Yeah,
like,
they would have a word.
Like, blah, blah, blah. It'd be like 900 characters long.
It'd be like seven words squished together into one compound word.
But Jens Christen figure.
If there was a word for that, it is how I would describe ASC Credit Union. Because when you go into ASC Credit Union and you've been so used to the big box bank runaround, and you finally take, you finally get to exhale for the first time walking into a bank, and you finally, hey, Mr. Coleman, how are you? Come over here. And you finally understand what it's like to have an absolutely free checking. You finally get what it's like to be respected when you ask about a personal loan, and they don't start snooting down their nose at you. Oh, yeah, Mr. Coleman, you think you need a grand, huh? Let's talk about it, huh? Let's see what you need the money for. I mean, you finally understand. When you get into ASC Credit Union, get by there, part of 5,000 co-op locations around the country. Absolutely free checking. They got credit cards, very great interest rates on new and used cars, so much more. ASC Credit Union. Start with the absolutely free checking and then discover how much more they have to offer. ASE Credit Union, Alabama State Employees Credit Union. Don't have to be a state employee to get there. ASE Credit Union, federally insured NCUA equal opportunity lenders. Now, David.
Baron. I was just going to suggest that, you know, we should record the off-air stuff, and then, we should have, a really high-dollar amount Patreon that people have to pay, $100 a month.
A day? $100 an hour?
To get access to that.
Some of the things we
$100 a break sometimes. Yeah.
Depending on what we're talking about.
Lowry. I've been lobbying for this for years.
Years.
It ain't gonna happen, Jack.
No. Believe me, there's a reason that we talk about it off the air.
I'll tell you what, the only reason I still do radio is for the off-air conversations. All I'm doing is filling time to get to the break, baby. That's it.
Yeah, can we bring back political season?
Yeah, no,
we've got 9-minute breaks.
I do remember the first time that I came in here and we were talking, and I was like, they're not recording this, you know. Yeah. I'm the outlier. Baron was like, No. Dude, do you know me? No. They're not recording this.
No one's listening but Siri.
Right.
She's got it all.
You know how many of our guests have said that going into a break? No, whoa. These mics aren't on, are they? No, darling.
No.
Yeah. Those might not be.
No, just to be clearly into the mic, just like you were on the air, but off the air.
Talking to the flower on my lapel. Why do you wear a flower on your lapel on your t-shirt?
I've always wondered why you did that. That's really weird.
Just talk into it and don't ask any questions. Ricardo.
In the famous poet's words of Meatloaf, stop right now before you go any further, Baron.
Okay.
Paul Manafort. Why is the big witch hunt after him? What is he guilty of? A little tax fraud?
No, he's guilty of not cooperating against Trump. He's guilty of being a plant on the Trump campaign, and they're taking it out on him now. Now, that's my alt-history theory that may turn out to be true.
Whoa.
This is a guy, keep in mind where he came from.
Baron out here living in 3018.
Think about where Manafort came from. The Podesta Group. Working with pro-Russian Ukrainians. The same people Hillary Clinton showed up at their embassy during the 2016 campaign. Trying to get dirt on Donald J. Trump.
Okay. Well, here's what's so funny is...
Let's not gloss over that. I mean, I just dropped wisdom.
Well, didn't he work for the dude you were talking about? The Oleg Deripaska?
Yes. Oleg Deripaska and Paul Manafort worked together, and Deripaska accused Manafort of stealing $18 million from him. Publicly.
Oh,
publicly. No.
let's not gloss over this. This was the source of the dossier. The source of the dossier worked with Manafort, invested money with him in foreign companies. He's, I mean, guys, you guys ask me, but Barry, why do you think Mueller's a good actor? Because everything that is happening only makes sense if he's a good actor. Everything that's happening only makes sense if he's a good actor.
Well, I tell my liberal friends, simple, they're saying it's about tax fraud and this. I say, really? Then why isn't Al Sharpton and his butt up there not being investigated and being charged? And they talk about him having money offshore accounts. What rich millionaires don't have money offshore? It's nothing but a witch hunt. And if we got time to do this, why don't we have time to go after Hillary and her brother, or is it the uranium deal? We're not focusing on what the issue is. We're going after small fish, small fry, and trying to distract the shiny nickel in front of us. When are we ever going to go after Hillary and her damn issues with the FISA, emails? When are we going after her ass?
Well, we'll see.
We'll see, you know.
Wait a minute. How long have I been seeing? I'm going to be reaching Social Security age by the time that happens.
True.
I take it at 62.
Yeah, you know. The wheels of justice grind slow, right, Bear?
Slow, not on Manafort, sure as hell. But Manafort sure as hell didn't.
Well, but understand. What is Donald Trump? And I heard the book on Donald Trump before was he doesn't like people trying to make money off of him. And he's vindictive.
Yeah.
And if he feels like you took advantage of his trust, he's going to bring the fires of hell down on you. So who have they gone after so far?
Manafort.
Cohen and Manafort.
Yeah.
Manafort, who worked for Oleg Deripaska and Podesta.
Mm-hmm.
Talking Hillary's campaign chairman's brother and the guy who compiled the dossier against him. That is who Manafort worked for. And notice he was only on the Trump campaign about a month and a half.
Well, didn't they go after Trump's lawyer and had something serious called a no-knock warrant?
Yes, and why did they go after Cohen?
No-knock.
No, because Cohen was trying to make money off Trump. What if they figured out he was shaking down all these businesses saying, I got access to Trump.
Right.
I got
that's
access
right.
to
yeah,
Trump.
Yeah, that's right.
I got access
what
to Trump.
What lawyer doesn't do that?
I can 99.8% of them. Right?
Exactly my point.
No, they don't do that. I mean, this is very rare, I think, that somebody would do that. But anyway, just understand that the people in Trump's orbit that are being gone after all did something to Trump. Every one of them.
So you think he's helping it?
Yes. Yes, I have all along believed Mueller is working with Trump and Sleepy Jeff. I have all along, and Rod Rosenstein. I believe that. I believe that. And why do I believe that? Because of what I'm telling you. Manafort is not who, I mean, yes, he worked as the Trump campaign chairman for like 4 weeks. Why do you think they broomed him so fast? What do you think they learned about Manafort that made him broom him so fast?
Well, yeah, because the thing is that he came in and he said that he wouldn't take a salary, and you know he was this like old head that was a guy that was
a patriot.
But also he was like supposed to be the campaign expert that was coming in that had been involved in four or five presidential campaigns and yada, yada. And then like a month later
he's out.
Oopsie, you're gone.
Yeah, he's out.
But why is the news making a big deal about the Russians trying to influence our election when we turn around and we look? What time have we not? We put the Shah of Iran in Iraq. Am I correct? The Shah of Iran in Iran.
Well,
we put,
sided with him, yeah.
Okay. Then we also put, who was it in the Philippines?
Oh, yeah.
Marcos.
The shoe lady, yeah.
Marcos.
Marcos.
Yeah, we put Marcos in office. And then right? What was it? Manuel Noriega in Panama?
Yeah, Dr. Duvalier. Okay,
and then took him out.
Exactly. We put people guys in and we take them out, don't we?
Saddam Hussein. Mm-hmm. Put him in, take him out.
Put him in, take him out.
Exactly. But here's my point. So that's not influencing elections or political.
The whole thing is absolutely asinine. Barack Obama was campaigning for Emmanuel Macron in France.
And
against Brexit in London. He would go in London and campaign against Brexit.
And against Bibi in Israel.
Yes. No, we were
actively campaigning against.
They spent like $800,000 paying for political campaign strategist to work against Benjamin Netanyahu.
And Barron, did you hear about the
whole idea that the U.S. comes to election rigging with clean hands? Come on.
Oh, yeah. I heard the news today that we're not going to have a parade because they said in D.C. the mayor said it's going to cost $216 million.
Well, they know a sock.
Well, here's my question is, Barack Obama didn't have a problem putting a couple billion dollars on a couple flats and dropping them off on a C-130 in Iran.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I got to run. Thanks. Good call. Our number, 272-9228. Rich, hang on. I got to keep this show on the right path. Very popular show. People want to advertise.
You cannot squeeze Ritz in like a
minute. Wouldn't be right.
No.
I either have to give you 30 or 45 seconds or I go to the break and then we come
so
back.
When we come
and
back. So when we come back, we'll be putting on the Ritz. Car crash.
I know what I'm coming back to.
You should have stopped with the cake joke yesterday, Mowry.
That was peak Mowry.
We're coming back.
I should just never come in again.
We're coming back to young Frankenstein's putting on the Ritz. We'll be back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your time for a new zero-turn riding mower? If so, stop by CTE today and check out Hustler Mowers, who over 50 years ago introduced the very first zero-turn riding mower, and today is one of America's top brands for several reasons. First, best quality. From the ginormous 104-inch industrial model down to the smallest 36-inch homeowner model, Hustler builds commercial-grade heavy-duty construction into every unit. Secondly, best warranty. Hustler backs up their best quality boast with warranties up to 5 years. And finally, best value. CTE has Hustler ZTRs on sale starting at only $27.99 and offers 0% interest financing for 48 months. And if you're military, you can get up to a 10% discount. So, if it's your time for a new ZTR, come see us today. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Pier Hill Road and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years we support what we sell.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me
$782.
$782. Liberty did what?
What?
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote, and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Paying more for paint doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price. Like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits? Different types who wear a day coat, pants with stripes or cutaway coat, perfect fits.
All right, guys, welcome back. It's 7 minutes till the top of the hour.
Trooper, trying mighty hard to look like Gary Cooper.
This is such a good movie.
It really is.
Oh my gosh, it was on Netflix a few months ago. I watched it. One absolutely more. Hilarious. My friends over at New Look Decorating, they don't put on the Ritz, they put on the paint. They put on the paint, or they sell you the paint to put on. New Look Decorating. They got those Benjamin Moore high-quality paints. Highest quality paint in America, by the way. And you talk about keeping it local and doing your neighbor a friendly. Benjamin Moore Paint, their largest factory, is right here in Alabama in the Pelham area, right south of Birmingham, with minerals mined right here out of the great state of Alabama. New Look Decorating is the only place in Montgomery where you can get high-quality Benjamin Moore paint. And they have wallpaper. They got pressure washing, rentals. They got so much going on over there. Brand new, redecorated showroom. Get by there when you get a chance. They've got two designers on staff, so you don't have to go hire an expensive. I mean, if you go to some other paint company, you got to hire the expensive designer, or you got to have colors that don't match or don't look good or aren't stylish. You don't have those problems at New Look Decorating. Get by there. They're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends into the Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating, right next to the Goo Goo Car Wash right there. Go see Brian Carr. Go see Brett Lanham. New Look Decorating, where they had the high-quality Benjamin Moore paints. 84 sits in. Dave Mowry sits in. I'm Baron Coleman. I'm here every day.
Every single day.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm not, something's gone terribly
wrong.
Something's
wrong.
Like, last time I think I missed, I had the flu.
That's the worst. I think the last time you missed, your wife had a child.
Well, you didn't miss the whole show. You missed, like, the last 20 minutes.
I mean, I was here the first... Well, I missed the last 2 hours.
Oh, okay.
I left about 10 till 10. I got to the hospital about 10:25. Baby born 11:15.
Said, hurry up.
Yeah, hurry up. And I was back on the air by the end of the show, thank you.
Right.
I left at 9:45. I called in at 11:30.
You had to call in 11... Yeah, it was actually 11:15 when you called in.
Well, no, she was born at 11:13, so it'd probably been 11:30. I let him wipe her down and
get
all that.
The cheese off of her?
Yeah, that baby cheese. So I got the baby cheese wiped down, and then I got on the phone, and I was announcing the birth right there. I came back that night and did Joey's show, too. That's just for like 5 minutes. And I had my 2-year-old with me. It was fun. It was a good day. I had to have babies more often. Are you out there? That noise you just heard is my wife passing out in Pike Road.
I just saw a mushroom cloud to the east.
Rich.
You're a brave soul. You're going to catch hell this evening.
Yes, sir.
The reason I called, I want to congratulate you. I'm going to say...
Hold on, you're a little muffled. Can you take the comforter off the microphone?
Calling and threatening people all morning.
Put the lotion in the basket. Like the old shows where they wrap the sock around them.
And then talk in completely normal voice. They'll never know it's me.
This is not Baron Coleman.
Hi, guys. Welcome into News and Views. This
can
is
you
not
hear
Baron.
Me now?
Better. Better.
A little better. You're still a little muffled.
Really? Doggone it. Well, I've got this new... headset that wraps around your neck, and I'm washing the wheel wells on my truck, and it wraps around the back side of my neck, and something happened. Let me see.
Anyway.
How about now?
That's better.
That's a little better.
A little better, yeah.
Little?
Yeah.
That's actually better.
That's a lot better. Go ahead.
I want my money back. No, the reason I called is, first of all, Greg hadn't got squat on Baron Coleman as far as that bumper music. Boy, you bumped me in just right.
Oh, thank you.
I appreciate that intro. The reason I called was the word you're searching for, gentlemen, on that ceiling.
Yes.
It's Pfaffenhügen.
That is German.
That is German. I thought that was a car company or something.
It's that feeling
of elation.
Oh.
Yeah. Fafagnügen.
I told you the Germans would have a word for it.
Yeah, but I had a T-shirt in high school that co-opted that word and corrupted it, and it had the ugly F word in the middle of it, and ended in grooving.
Yeah.
Well.
It was blank and grooving. But it was the same type, and it had the same little guy on it. Yeah.
Had the little dots over the
ones. Yes. I don't know that my mother ever realized what I was wearing. She probably just thought, hey, he's a big fan of Volkswagen. I don't know.
Right.
German automotive companies.
I had a shirt that we got at Spencer's, and it was the green. You remember the show MASH, the old green shirts with the kind of yellow MASH?
Yeah.
But it said hash on the front of it. And my mother never figured it out. She's just like, well, you got a MASH shirt.
That's what I'm thinking. I used to wear that shirt to school. I mean, my teachers never figured it out. Like, he's a big fan of German cars. Loves the Volkswagen. You know who started Volkswagen, right?
Volkswagen?
The people's car?
Hitler?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Adolf. People's car. Volkswagen.
Yeah. Der Volk?
Yeah.
Adolf.
Yeah. Yeah. Still around. Yeah. Hey, they're still screwing people.
Thanks
they're the
for
ones
taking
that...
my...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. Y'all talk amongst yourselves. Bye.
Sounds good to me.
You know what?
We fixed his audio problem.
Hey. And you see how grateful he is?
I mean, right.
Yeah. Like a child.
Yeah, the next time you call your bank, they're not going to think that you're like, you know, telling them, like, look under the desk.
Put the money in the basket and don't look at my face.
This is Darren Holman. I am not Baron Coleman.
Guys, don't forget this hour of the program brought to you by Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Get by there when you get a chance. Special this week, Dave?
Phenomenal.
Had it yesterday.
Bolognese.
Yeah.
Is it good?
Yes.
It is. It's really good.
We both had it yesterday.
And very hearty.
Dynamo. Very hearty, rich. I even had a dessert. I had the dessert.
He did. Yeah.
And it was gratuitous.
It looked good, but I was like, you know, not today, Satan.
Yeah. And I weighed 1.2 pounds more this morning. But it wasn't that.
You need to get some exercise.
I try. I might try this evening. We'll be back.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another.